This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, March Madness has gone from madness to unprecedented. None of the number one seeds have advanced to the Elite Eight for the first time since seeding began in 1979. It's a lock that this year's winning coach will be a first-time champion. The top four-seeded teams at the start of the tournament, Purdue, Kansas, Houston, and Alabama, all are knocked out of the tournament, ensuring that the Final Four will not have a number one team for the first time since 2011 and the third time in tournament history. The four teams deemed by the NCAA to be the best in the country combined to win just five tournament games this year, the fewest since the field expanded to 64 teams in 1985. The madness started in the opening round of the East region when fairytale Fairleigh Dickinson wrecked brackets around the world by becoming the second number 16 seed to beat a number one. Goodbye, Purdue. Then Arkansas beat reigning national champion and West region number one seed Kansas in the second round. The Sweet 16 turned sour for Alabama, a number one seed, who lost to San Diego State. San Diego State is the first Mountain West Conference school to reach the Elite Eight. Then Miami capped the number one carnage by beating Houston. That set the bracket with no number one seeds remaining in the tournament. Texas is the lone number two seed remaining in a bracket. In northwest Montana, the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council has charged Councilman Timothy Davis with three counts of misconduct reflecting on the dignity of the Blackfeet Tribe or the Tribal Council. The council will hold an expulsion hearing for Davis March 27th. A resolution from the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council referenced an event last spring when the council voted unanimously to remove Davis as chairman after nine people were arrested at his home with drug-related charges. The arrests came just days after the tribe had declared a state of emergency on the Blackfeet Reservation of fentanyl and drug overdoses. After Davis was removed as chair, he continued to serve as a council member. Davis was charged in tribal court with accountability for knowingly and/or purposely having knowledge of a crime in progress and allowing the suspect to elude. He was also charged with threatening a public official for knowingly or purposely cursing at law enforcement officers, impeding them from their duties. Davis was again charged with accountability on March 16th for having knowledge of several hundred fentanyl pills at his residence. A search warrant was executed and a large amount of methamphetamine was found at his house. Davis was charged again with threatening a public official for telling officers that he knew of the fentanyl pills but failed to report them to law enforcement. The council met with Davis last Monday and gave him the opportunity to resign. Davis declined to resign from his position. The council stated that due to the nature of the allegations and the drugs involved, these matters are of grave concern regarding the leadership of the Blackfeet tribe and the safety of the community. The Blackfeet Constitution authorizes the council to remove a member for cause by a two-thirds vote. The Constitution also states that any member of the tribe who has been convicted of a felony is ineligible for office. Say goodbye to the Camaro. General Motors is ending production of the latest generation of the Chevrolet Camaro, leaving the Ford Mustang as the last gasoline-powered American performance coupe. The current model is the sixth version of the Camaro in its history. It's built at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant in Michigan, which will stop building the Camaro in January 2024. It's the latest in the end of the American muscle car. Stellantis will stop production of the larger Dodge Challenger at the end of this year. Around the same time, Dodge announced that it will move to an electric muscle car. GM has not announced any future versions of the Camaro, although it teased that there will be some future for the brand. GM is in the process of shifting to an all-electric lineup of vehicles by 2035 as it invests billions in designing and building future EV models, with 75% of capital spending now dedicated to EVs and autonomous vehicles. That has resulted in a severe scaling back of investment in new versions of traditional internal combustion engine vehicles. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.